Good morning. We are restarting the book of Haggai, and first let us introduce the fantastic prophecy of Haggai. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the final three prophets of the Jewish people. These are the closing works of prophets. These are the last three prophets that we had. And their prophecy is different than the prophecies of their predecessors. It is on a slightly lower level, whatever that means. And it is being given during the period of the Second Temple. So let's remind ourselves what that means. We know the first year God created the world, right? And put Adam in the Garden of Eden. And Adam had a special relationship with God. God spoke to Adam. And then Adam sinned. And Adam descended from the great spiritual heights that he was granted, only to reconquer those spiritual heights when the Jews stood at the foot of Sinai. So they leave Egypt in the year 2448, 2,448 years after creation. And then they recapture that status. They build the tabernacle and they sin. They do a golden calf. They lose that height. They come back into the land of Israel. They erect the first temple. And again, God comes in their midst. The purpose of this world is that man live a holy life and that there be a connection between man and God, and that connection is the temple. They sin, and the first temple is destroyed. And the prophet Yirmiyahu, the prophet Jeremiah, tells the Jewish people that when 70 years are up, they will rebuild the temple. And then there's a lot of work invested in figuring out how do you count those 70 years? And the first to try and figure it out is the Babylonian king Belshazzar. He tries to figure it out. He errs in his calculations. He figures the 70 years are up. God didn't redeem them. That's it. They're goners. They're no longer the chosen people. Takes out the vessels of the temple, uses them in his feast, and God has him destroyed that night. The Persian Empire overtakes the Babylonian Empire. Next, Achashverosh, in the story of Purim, he thinks he's got it all figured out. The 70 years are up, they weren't redeemed. So Achashverosh figures, that's it, God's given up on his people, I can use the vessels, I can do what I want with them. And he uses the vessels of the temple, and at that feast he ends up killing his wife Vashti, and ultimately he brings about his own downfall. Now, before Achashverosh came to the scene, there was a king named Koresh. There was a king who entitled the Jewish people to go and rebuild the temple. And then Achashverosh gets word. When he begins his reign, he gets word that the Jews may plot a rebellion against him. And so one of the first things Achashverosh does is he declares that the Jews may not rebuild the temple. And he stops the rebuilding of the temple. The Jewish people have ascended to the land of Israel. We have a handful of Jews here who came with the intent of rebuilding the temple. And they're stuck. They're being attacked by the Kutim, the Shomronim, the people who had inhabited the land of Israel while we were in exile. And the king doesn't really like them. You see, the king made a decree when Haman convinced him. It didn't take too much convincing. One little beer and he was already decreeing to annihilate the Jews. And the Jews are in trouble. And so even though Achashverosh dies and his son Koresh, the son of Esther, takes the throne, the Jewish people are convinced that they don't need to build the temple. And the final three prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, are part of the great assembly that Ezra establishes. When Ezra ascends from the exile, Ezra brings with him many people, and he comes to help rebuild the temple. And together with him, he has this great court of 120 rabbis that make tremendous institutions. And among those rabbis are Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, these three prophets. And Haggai is addressing the Jewish people who have come to the land of Israel and built beautiful homes. They have Baruch Park and Flatbush, and they have all these fantastic homes, but the temple is sitting in ruins. The Mufti is doing what he wants, destroying the temple. And the Jews figure, well, anyone who tried to rebuild the temple, they were all wrong, and they all got punished. Anyone who not tried to rebuild the temple, I'm sorry. Anyone who tried to figure out the 70 years, be it Belshazzar, be it Achashverosh, be it Daniel. Daniel tried to figure out how come God isn't redeeming his people. I thought the 70 years were up, and Daniel got his calculation wrong. So the Jewish people in Israel are sitting back and figuring, okay, so the temple's in ruins, but we're living in the land of Israel. So they're living in their beautiful homes, and God doesn't let them prosper too much.
This is under Darius?
Oh, so now we're under Darius, also known as Koresh, also known as Ahasuerus. The Persian kings had, just like Pharaoh was a common name, and Avimelech was the name of the kings. So there was a Koresh who was before Ahasuerus, and then there's the Daryavish after Ahasuerus, who's also known as Koresh, who's also sometimes referred to as Ahasuerus. Those names are, in the Persian Empire, they had different terms for the king. It's like we would say maybe the head of state and the president and chief of staff. Head of the executive branch of government, right? You have a lot of terms, they all mean president. So the prophet Haggai is turning to the Jewish people and he's basically going to tell them, you guys have to go and rebuild that temple. And so long as you don't rebuild the temple, you'll find that you don't prosper in your crops, in your homes. And let's begin the Nevuah of Haggai. The Navi says, as we've done in the previous semesters, this semester too, I'll read the psukim with the tune and then try to explain. בשנת שתיים לדייבש המלך בחודש השישי ביום אחד לחודש. It was the second year of the king Darius, that is the Koresh, the son of Esther. It's the sixth month. So what's the sixth month? The month of Elul. ביום אחד לחודש, the first of the month of Elul. היה דבר אדוני ביד חגי הנביא אל זרובבל בן שאלתיאל פחת יהודה ואל יהושע בן יהוצדק הכהן הגדול לאמור. The prophet Haggai was given the following prophecy to be said over to Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel. Really, he was Shealtiel's grandson. He was Zerubbabel, the son of Pedaiah, who was the son of Shealtiel. So Zerubbabel is Pachat Yehuda. He is the governor of Judea. And Haggai is said, he is told, tell over this prophecy to Zerubbabel, the governor, and to Yoshua ben Yehozadak, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Leimo. Tell them the following. Ko amar Adonai Tzevaot Leimor. So says God who controls all the armies. Ha'am hazeh ameru lo et bo et beit Adonai lehibanot. Then this nation has said to themselves, the time has not yet come for us to ascend and rebuild the house of God. The nation assumes they're gonna be hands off and wait. We shouldn't be rebuilding that temple. Vayihi devar Adonai biyad Haggai hanavi leimor. And so the following prophecy was given to the hands of Haggai the prophet. Go tell them. Ha'et lachem atem lashevet bevateichem sifunim. Has the time come that you could sit in your homes that are lined with beautiful wood, cedar trees? V'abayit hazeh charev. But this home should be destroyed? It's okay for you to build your beautiful homes in Borough Park, but the temple should be destroyed? That does work for you? V'ata ko amar Adonai Tzevaot, simu levavchem al darchechem. So now God says, I want you to take note of this contradiction in the way you've been leading your lives. You feel like you could settle the land of Israel, but you can't build the temple? Zeratem harbeh ve'avein me'at. Notice, you've planted a lot, and yet it's produced a little. Achol ve'ein lesova, shato ve'ein leshocha. You eat, and yet you're not satiated. You drink, and yet it doesn't seem to intoxicate you. The grains have lost their potence. The food has lost its satiating qualities. And the drinks seem to lack their capacity to intoxicate. Lavosh vein lechom lo. You dress yourself and you're not really warmed the way you should be. והמסתכל, מסתכל אל צירו נקוב. And someone who's doing business, he also doesn't seem to be prospering. Seems like he's tying up his money in a wallet that has a hole in it. It's as though that whatever money you make has to go out. You can't break out of the class you're in. You can't end up prospering. Why is it that everything you're doing lacks its potency? Ko'amar Adonai Tzivaot, simu levavchem al darcheichem. Notice that's a repeat of Pasuk Hey. Hashem says, take note of the path you're on. Take note of the hypocrisy. You can build yourselves beautiful homes, but you keep your hands off of my home. Notice, why is it that you're not prospering? It's because you don't have the temple. Aluha vaveitem etz uvnu habayit. God says, go up that mountain, bring wood along with you, and build that house. Ve'eltzebo ve'kaveda amar Adonai. And I will be appeased by it. I will be honored by it, says God. And we know from the book of Ezra that when they rebuilt the second temple, so the youngsters were rejoicing. And the elders who still remembered what the first temple looked like, they looked at the second temple and they wept. So you have the people clapping and singing and dancing, and you have the older people standing and weeping because the older people looked at that and they said, that's a temple? You guys don't know what a temple is supposed to look like. God says to the Jewish people, you build that house and don't worry about it. I'll be happy with it. You'll do the best you can right now. I know you're not prospering financially. I know you can't do better than that. And in truth, it took a long time before the temple really became such a glorious temple. It was only towards the time of the destruction that it was built to its magnificence. God says, that doesn't matter to me. I will desire it and I will be honored by it, says God. I will be honored even though it is lacking five key ingredients. There's no Aron. The ark was hidden. It wasn't in the Holy of Holies in the second temple. There wasn't any Urim v'Tumim. They didn't have God's hidden name in the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. There wasn't the godly fire, there wasn't the presence of the Shekhinah, there wasn't Ruach HaKodesh, and nonetheless, God says, you'd think it's missing five key ingredients. The key ingredients that represent my presence seem to be missing from the second temple. Nonetheless, says God, it is an honor to me. Build it. And so long as you don't, Hashem says, Pano el harbeh veinei lim'at. When you look at your crops that seems to prosper, when you'll bring it home, suddenly it won't be as much as you thought it was. And when you bring it home, so then I'll make it be diminished even more. Why do you think I'm doing that? Says Hashem, Ya'an, because Beiti asheru charev, ve'atem ratzim ish leveito. You've left my house in ruins, and each of you goes home at night to your homes that are perfectly built. Al kein alechem kaleu shamayim mital. That's why Hashem says the dew has been withheld from you. The heavens seemingly are withholding their dew from you. Ve'ha'aretz kale'a yevula, and the earth is withholding its bounty. You're not producing the fruits you should be producing. Ve'kra chorev al ha'aretz v'al harim. And if you don't build my temple, God says, I will declare a state of dryness. The land, the mountaintops will be arid. Ve'al ha'dagan ve'al ha'tirosh ve'al ha'yitzar ve'al asher totzi ha'adama. Your grains, your wine, your oil All the produce that the land should produce will be dried up. Ve'al ha'adamah, ve'al ha'adam, ve'al ha'beimah, ve'al kol yegi ha'kapayim. And the dryness will cause different illnesses to develop among the people and the cattle, and ve'al kol yegi ha'kapayim, and everything you try to produce is going to wear away in this state of dryness. I will bring a tremendous drought on the land. So God begins by asking nicely. God says, look, things haven't been as good as they could be, and that is because you haven't built the temple. And if you're not going to listen, then I want you to know I'm going to make it worse. Vayishma Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel ויהושע בן יוצדק, הכהן הגדול, וכל שארית העם, בכל אדוני אלוהיהם, ועל דברי חגי הנביא, כאשר שלחו אדוני אלוהיהם, ויראו העם מפני אדוני. So Zerubbabel, the governor, and Yehoshua ben Yotzadak, the high priest, and the remnants of the nation that were there, they all listened to the prophecy, they accepted what Haggai said, and they all were wary of the warning that God had sent them. So now what are they going to do? So that's what we'll see, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.